So the question is that sometimes, you know, we through our experience of life, we develop particular modes of perception which enable us to deal with situations in a sort of some level of control and predictability we get in situations. So we tend to pursue things in a particular way. But how do we depend on Krishna? Do we focus on maintaining our perceptions, or do we focus on just depending on Krishna in everything and being completely open to whatever happens? Both are valid. See, the standard depiction of surrender to Krishna is Draupadi raising her hands and just calling out to Krishna. So that is definitely one way of surrender. But the Bhagavad Gita concludes by telling Arjuna, surrender to me. Saradharman pratyajamamekam sharanam vrija. And Bhagavad Gita, this is the Krishna's instructions end over here. But the Bhagavad Gita itself ends with, not with Arjuna with raising his hand in surrender. The Bhagavad Gita ends with Arjuna raising his bow in readiness to fight. And that is also surrender. So, surrender doesn't necessarily mean passivity. Surrender can also mean activity, not just activity, being proactive, being resourceful. So the way we surrender in different situations may be different. And a certain level of preparedness is important. And whatever resources we have, whether they be intellectual resources or they be in terms of experience, in terms of certain skills, we do need to use all those resources in our service of Krishna. So for example, if you are going to a particular place where people are of a particular mindset, say if you are going to a place where people, if you are going to science college or where the PhD science students are coming, then we need to have some preparation, if possible, in the kind of scientific thinking which they have and some knowledge. So the resources that we have, that's good. And we can use them. But sometimes we may go to a particular situation, certain preparation, but things may come outside that box also. So that means that we have a tendency to analyze, and analyze means we fit people into certain categories, and that analytical ability enables us to make sense of life to a large extent, and that analytical ability we should use. But at the same time, as devotees, we want to take shelter of Krishna, and our intelligence should be a tool for us to take shelter of Krishna. Our intelligence itself should not become our shelter. You getting this point? Krishna is here and my intelligence, it helps me to act wisely. So what I should do is, I should use my intelligence to act wisely in Krishna's service. So if I am an intellectual, naturally I cannot stop being an intellectual. So I may analyze and I should use my analytical skills. But my intelligence should help me to take better shelter of Krishna and to help share that shelter of Krishna with others. But sometimes, whatever is our greatest strength can become our greatest weakness. Because that, instead of becoming a tool to take shelter of Krishna, that becomes an alternative to Krishna. So when that happens, so then I have a particular framework of thinking, and that is helpful for me. But if my thinking and my perceiving stops only with that, then it is becoming a restriction. So I should see my analytical framework as a gift from Krishna to be used in his service. But sometimes it's a tool. Sometimes Krishna may bring a situation where it may not fit into my analytical framework. At that time, we need to be open. Krishna, I can't make sense of this. Please tell me how I can serve you. Prabhupada in the Markandeya Bhagavata Dharma says that Ache kichu karja tabe ei anumane nahi keno anibena ei ugrasthane. He says, Krishna, I guess, Anuman. He says, I guess you must have brought me here to America for some purpose. I don't know what purpose you brought me for, but you must have brought me for some purpose. So even Prabhupada, it's not that when he went to America, everything was clear. Okay, I'll go here, I'll meet this person, I'll go here, and that person will become a devotee. No, it's more of a strategy. You try out one thing, if it works, we're good. If it doesn't work, we try out something else. So we do use the strategies that have worked for us, but at the same time, we recognize that they are strategies. They are not ironclad, unchangeable principles. A particular frame of analysis helps me, I'll use it. But if it does, if things don't make sense according to that frame of analysis, I should be open. So we don't. So openness to Krishna means using what resources we have in his service, but also keeping on serving Krishna even when those resources don't work. Does that answer your question? Thank you.
Hare Krishna. How to